you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site for free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. In the middle of an email, actually got a couple of them from the same guy. And it's just, we love opposition here on this show. We don't get enough opposing phone calls during our weekly program because we just need more radio stations on board at this point. But occasionally, if a nice opposition email comes in, they tend to get priority. So this one from Jeffrey. He's a self-styled progressive, and apparently he hosts his own podcast.
Well,
he's part of the Progressive Podcast Network.
That's great. Progressive really is... It's terminology for people that are willing to steal to get what they want. It's just another term for people that are willing to steal
to get
what they want.
But wait a minute, Mark. Do you think most progressives know that they're advocating theft?
I'm going to tell them right now. The fact is, first you've got to ask yourself, what is stealing? I'll give you a definition that works for me. Taking something that doesn't belong to you, either through subterfuge, threat of violence, or violence. Subterfuge, like a person who breaks into the house while you're not around. Violence. A person who beats you up and takes your wallet. Threat of violence. A person who pulls out a gun and says, give me your wallet. All of those are theft, right?
Mm, yeah.
You can figure other examples, but I think that those three pretty much sum it up. All right. The government threatens to put you in jail or take away your property under or shut down your business in every single instance that it collects taxes. Now, I don't care whether it's just you or whether it's you and 10 of your friends stealing to get what you want, if it's you and 1,000 people stealing to get what you want, or you and 51% of the voters in a given town, city, state, or country demand using, stealing to get what you want. I don't care. The fact is, stealing, and that's what these progressives are proposing.
But wait a minute.
I want to steal from people who have in order to give to people who don't. I want to regulate businesses, through the force of violence or shutting them down so that people will be safe. I don't believe that people have enough common freaking sense on their own to figure out whether something's safe or not.
Let me step into the role here of the so-called progressive or socialist, whatever you'd like to call them. But, Mark, it sounds to me like you're not talking about theft. You're talking about making excuses for not paying your fair share.
Hold on. How did it become fair?
Well, we all have to pay.
Who's we all?
All of us, we live in a system, and we've all agreed
to... What if I don't want to participate in your system? Am I free?
You live here in America, and here in America, we have a system where
we all pay... In America, it's a free country, right?
That's right.
Am I free not to participate in your system?
The reason we have that freedom is because we all pay our fair share to government.
So you're saying I'm free as long as I'm not free? Is that what you're saying? Because I'm not free not to pay.
You can twist your words if you want to.
I'm not twisting any words here. You're saying I'm forced to pay, so therefore I'm free. I'm not free to be free.
Well, you're free to not pay, but, you might suffer some consequences from that because you have to pay your fair share.
So you mean I'd go to prison where I wouldn't be free?
Well, maybe not prison. Maybe they do something else, but, I pay my fair share.
So you're free not to be free?
Look, why can't you just get with the program?
Because I don't like your stinking program, and I don't want to participate.
I see. You hate poor people. Isn't that what it is?
I hate people that force me to do things that they don't want. Now, I actually donate to charitable causes. My question is, how many progressives out there do? Because this has been checked over and over again. There are studies out there. The people that claim to be progressives, they aren't generous with their own money. They're only generous with other people's money.
Mm.
They say there's a lot of rich people out there that, they must have done something bad to get that money. I'm not rich, by the way. I just don't believe in stealing. They say they must have done something bad to get their money, so, let's take the money from them. Fair is fair, isn't it? Well, no, it's not.
Well, back into the email here from Jeffrey. He says, because he started out talking, for those of you just tuning in, he was trying to, I guess, call us out on the minimum wage issue.
My question is, if he's a professional podcaster, or a podcaster, part of the Progressive Podcasting Network, or whatever it is that he's claiming there, why didn't he call in? I mean, he's a trained...
I'm sure he's too busy for... you know, to do that.
The likes of us.
I know, we'd love to have him call in. It's always more fun to have someone who opposes us on the phone. It's just that it seems like most of the people that want to oppose us these days, they call in, they get a shot out, and then they leave.
Well,
they hang up
because,
the phone.
That's because you can't argue with our very, very consistent stances.
You're right. Well, anyway, he says, you're just apologizing, Mark and Ian, for evil and cheap CEOs who run businesses with spreadsheets, trying to operate in the extreme of black instead of operating out of the red in the middle of black. You're like robots who say, well, the computer says this is what we should do. Talk about some weak points.
I don't think that I'm a robot because, well, I'm not a robot. And my mom taught me what right and wrong is. And she taught me that no matter what good idea I might have had, I can't go around forcing people to do it. I can't use aggression, I can't use threats, and I can't use the cops and the system that exists, the guns of government, because I'm sure this progressive here probably considers himself to be a rather peaceful individual, but he's willing to use cops and the army to get what he wants, because that's what's got to be used in order to force people to play your game. You've got to use guns and violence and threats of violence. And force and aggression.
You know what? I don't think he really understands where we're coming from. Maybe he's only listened to an episode of Free Talk Live. I could get it. If you'd only heard an episode of Free Talk Live, then you might not really understand the Liberty message or what we're trying to communicate here. So we'll give him the benefit of the doubt. Let's just say he's barely listened to the show. I don't think he's understanding our position. No one here is apologizing for evil or cheap CEOs.
Right.
Definitely some businesses out there run in ways I don't agree with. But what I would suggest you do, Mr. Progressive, is that instead of whining to mommy government about how you want to change things with your force, which is what government is force, instead of whining to mommy government, why don't you shut the F up and go start your own competing business? If you don't like the way somebody is doing business, go out there and get started and compete with them and take all their great employees away from them and take all of their opportunities and all their market share away from them.
Right,
you're so brilliant.
Obviously, what you're doing is the right thing. People must be good people. They would want to participate in a program where somebody's doing the right thing. Yeah. They would want to participate with a business where somebody's doing the right thing. Fair Trade Coffee would be a good example. But, you know, progressives aren't very confident in their plans. They'd rather use, an oppressive government to get what they want rather than, and by the way, conservatives are the same way when it comes to moral issues.
Sure.
They'd rather use an oppressive government to get what they want rather than the arena of ideas, than, you know, getting people to voluntarily subscribe to what it is that they would like them to do. They'd rather hurt people and threaten people to get what they want.
It's lazy. It's really laziness.
Absolutely lazy.
You know, you just don't have it, do you, Jeffrey?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have the business acumen. You don't even think about running your own. You probably don't run your own business. Odds are against it, because if you did run your own business, you'd be thinking more from an entrepreneurial mindset, and you would consider these things that we're talking about. You would consider going out there and competing. You would see if there was a company that was being run poorly that you were aware of, you would see that as an entrepreneur. You'd see that as an opportunity to make money. You'd see that as an opportunity if you don't want to make money. Let's say you'd see that as an opportunity to help those poor employees get a better place to work. You could go and open up your own competing factory in China and give people jobs where they get to take smoke breaks all the time, just like here in America, where, you know, 15-minute breaks every 4 hours or whatever the rules are that we have here.
Those are good rules that a company could set up for itself because the employees demanded it. Now, the fact is, I've got the choice every single day to go to my job. Now, I happen to work for myself, so I've made the decision not to go to work for somebody else, but I made that decision. I chose to do it. But in a world where the progressives or the conservatives or whomever gets to decide how things are going to go, you don't have those freedoms. Those people simply want to control you.
SACL CAI toll free line is 800-259-9231. If you're a so-called progressive, you want to come in and take up Jeffrey's position against us, you're welcome to do so. We'd love to talk to you about it. Calls are on the line. We've also got another email from Jeffrey. Maybe we'll get to it tonight. Maybe not. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Gun Day, Gun Day, Gun Day. today. 3 days to exercise your Second Amendment rights for only $10 per person, April 11th through the 13th at Knob Creek Gun Range. The world's largest machine gun shoot and military gun show is fun for the whole family, with machine guns and flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and over 800 tables showcasing handguns, rifles, shotguns, and more. Opens at 9 a.m. Call 502-922-4457 or visit knobcreekrange.com. That's K-N-O-B, creekrange.com.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Ted Anderson from Midas, March 26, 2008, gold $942.70. Else gold coins can be purchased for $969.71, $477.55 for half, $238.78 for quarter. That's $969.71, $477.55, and $238.78. Hedge funds caught in the malaise of mortgage bankruptcies. The bond market continues to slump. J.P. Morgan gets caught in a $10 billion bad deal for Chrysler. Housing sales fell 6.6%. Mortgage giant Countrywide showed mortgage payment woes spreading to the middle and upper class. Investors cast doubt on investment banks. Credit protection insurance for mortgage lenders are skyrocketing due to the increased risk. The U.S. dollar is free-falling against foreign currencies, and countries that previously financed the U.S. are now seeking safer alternatives. Economist Rudy Boyd published the report Bubble Leaking. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In a world of government oppression and tyranny, the struggle between freedom and fascism, comes a story about two people who are faced with the challenge to stand up and do the right thing for liberty.
Her face was every face I've ever known. The face was my own face.
GCN brings you Uncivil Liberties, a movie the government does not want you to see. A political thriller ripped from today's headlines, domestic spying, wiretapping, government chipping, and more.
The enemy of my enemy is my ally.
For your copy of this hard-hitting film that will open your eyes, go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD for only $13.95.
People should look one another in the eye before they go killing for causes.
That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD. UncivilLiberties.com. Because in this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Support independent media. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you can be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got updates. You get signed up, we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something fresh you need to know about the show. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
How much do you spend on coffee? JustPlainJoe.com offers over 60 different flavors, roasted to order, from gourmet Arabica coffee beans in whole bean or ground at just $7.99 a 12-ounce package. It's roasted fresh to order, justplainjoe.com. Most orders are delivered within 3 business days via UPS. Buy 5 packages, save on shipping. That's justplainjoe.com.
800-259-9231. To the phones we go. Klaus in California. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Klaus. Klaus, going once.
Dean, Mark.
Hey.
How you guys doing?
Super. What's on your mind?
I don't know. I think I'll jump in the ring with you guys here. I'll take the position of the guy that's not there to defend himself for you.
Well, I don't understand why he's not here to defend himself.
Where I lean, but I think I do have some good points to make about some of the stuff you guys were just saying.
All right, very good. I'd just like to let you know, I did email him, and I encouraged him to call in, so maybe we'll get
lucky. You know what? You should email him, ask him for his phone number, and call him.
Can't do it. FCC has rules against it.
Oh, really?
Okay, unless somebody knows, somebody has to know they're on the air and agree.
If it's the first thing you say when you call, I think you're
on the air.
Yeah.
Well, you could call them ahead of time, get the producers set it up or whatever. But anyways, hey, listen.
All right, here's the bell. Go ahead.
Here's the thing. If I go to if I go down and I buy that pair of shoes, those Nike shoes, okay, at the store, they cost whatever they cost, right? I don't have a problem with that. However they make their shoes, it doesn't bother me. What bothers me is that they used to make their shoes here. So the people that were making the money before were the people that live here in our country. And then they were able to use that money to, you know, live and whatnot. So now instead of the people having the money in their pocket here, the corporations moved their company there, thereby keeping all the extra money they get to make because the wages are so low. Even though the shoes don't cost any more to make, they just get to keep all the profit. Instead of it going into the pockets of Americans, that's where I've got a problem.
Well,
I don't want to tell them what
so
to
do. So stop buying the shoes.
Right. I can see the complaint there, but you know, that's really what I'd have to say is don't buy those shoes if you don't like that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't buy those shoes, but the point is it could be shoes, it could be shirts, it could be whatever it is.
Right. It could be whatever it is.
All the American corporations used to sort of just kind of be confined to the borders of America. Just simply because there was some sort of it seemed to me like we were working together to build a great country, and all the people and all the workers were coming together. Now, what you were saying earlier,
Hold on. America is we, and we are building a great company. It seems to me that a country. We the workers of that company were building a great company,
right?
And a great country. So, I don't see that.
And because of those workers...
They're not obligated to do anything for you, dude.
no one's obligated to do anything. But the thing was is that at some point in American history, labor decided that they were an important part in whatever was going on with these corporations. In other words, I can tell you this. I am an entrepreneur. I do own a company. And I'm a contractor. I build telecommunications facilities.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I had an opportunity when I started my company. I could have been a non-union contractor or a union contractor. And I gave my employees the opportunity to decide for themselves what they wanted to do. They chose to be union. I gave them a choice. I let them meet with the two unions that were representative of that trade. That let them decide between what they wanted to do. Because, you know, see, the bottom line for me is I make all my dough off the backs of my employees. In other words, those guys, you know, hey, look, I make a healthy profit margin off my hourly rate.
You greedy corporate bastard.
I am corporate. I'm incorporated. But, you know, the thing is, you know, the guys work hard, man, and they deserve, you know, look, Americans are having a hard time. Everybody's upset because a lot of these jobs went away. And you know what? They're not coming back, man.
Well, one of the reasons they went away is because American workers in the form of labor unions were just a little too greedy.
Well, and then there's the government regulations and the minimum wage and various other reasons.
There's the unions themselves, and then there's the workers. You know, I mean, there's just like there's, you know, just like what you guys don't like, the federal
government.
People
didn't take responsibility for the companies that they worked for. They said, you know what, screw the company I work for. All I care about is me and mine, me and this union, and I'm willing to do what, you know, I'm willing to, sacrifice the company. Do you think the employees of Delta really gave a damn that now currently their company's just on the ropes because of all the incredible wages that they were getting there? Pilots for Delta.
Yeah, I know. The thing is,
pilots for Southwest make like 30.
Look, realistically, organized labor is the only place in America where people are actually getting paid according to the cost of living and according to what it costs to actually just subsist yourself in America.
How is it that all the people...
I don't know where you get that information
from. Yeah, that sounds like
fantasy.
Where
do I get it from?
All the people that I know aren't members of unions and yet they can make their...
Well, how are you guys on the radio if you're not a member of the union?
What union?
Are you guys rat union people?
No, there's only union people in, like, New York City.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you don't have to be a broadcaster? You don't have to be in the union to be a broadcaster?
Thank goodness I don't. I don't think I'd be... I don't know if I'd be in broadcasting if I had to join a union.
I might want to check into that.
Who would we own this show. Who would we manage to subjugate?
Well, I don't know. It's just that
why don't you join the telecom owners union?
Look, here's the thing.
All right, what is it?
A non-union contractor, he charges, like, these contractors come in, they're non-union, they come in, they charge exactly the same dollar amount as union contractors. The reason they do that is because of all the people that were before them that had to fight for every one of those dollars, and these guys come rolling in and charge the same amount of money. It's the same exact thing as the Tennessee thing, you know?
I hear you. You know, absolutely, non-union shops manage to benefit from the negotiations that unions have made. Sure.
Right, but they don't take care of the workers. See, that's the problem. See,
the workers go in there and
they do exactly the same job, but they get paid less without any kind of...
No one's forcing them to go work
there. I don't
want to
say a bad word
here.
Klaus. Health benefits, you know.
Klaus, no one is forcing those workers to go and take those jobs.
No, they're
not. It's a voluntary choice, and so clearly it's acceptable for them.
You guys are lucky enough to be, you know, entrepreneurs and stuff, but, I mean, have you gone out and tried to get a job?
There's no luck involved in being an entrepreneur.
Hard
work, man. I mean, if you were out there depending on working for other people, and you had a job over here, and this guy was willing to pay you $12, and the other job's worth $30, but this guy's willing to hire you right now, and you got to make your car payment this month, dude.
I'll take what I got to take, man. I've been in that world, dude.
Plus, every one of those workers is an entrepreneur. They have a monopoly on their own labor. They get to choose to whom they sell that labor. And, they get to make that decision. They're just as powerful as you are.
Thank you for the call, Klaus. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I appreciate him trying to take the ball and run with it, the poor progressives. I mean, their position's indefensible. They want government to get involved in between that agreement, in between the agreement of employee and employer. And we say, leave it to the marketplace to decide. You don't like how someone's treating their employees? Start your own business and treat them better. That's how the marketplace works. It's Free Talk Live.
Wake up, Protestant America. There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenoir City, Tennessee, 37771.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
America needs Ron Paul. He needs your support. The time is now. As long as he has your support, he will continue to fight until the very end. We know that many people would like to show their support, but want to do it on a larger scale. RonPaulFlags.com produces the most beautiful flags dedicated to electing the only man fit to be president. Standard flags are 3 feet by 5 feet, and custom flags can be as large as 30 feet by 50 feet. Our most popular flags are Ron Paul, President in 08, and Ron Paul Revolution. These flags work perfectly mounted on homes, RVs, at barbecues, outdoor rallies, picnics, NASCAR races, and meetup groups. Flags start at $43.07, and if you purchase two or more, you will receive a 16% discount. Go to RonPaulFlags.com or call 731-664-1526. That's 731-664-1526. Do something. Stand up for the only man worthy of restoring our country to how our forefathers envisioned. Fly a Ron Paul flag today.
Hi, neighbor. This is Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Life is a gamble, but you can stack the deck. If you knew what I know about all the problems food will protect you from, you'd start immediately to put every effort and dollar you can get into the biggest supply of food possible. When the dollar and economy crash, when the imported and genetically poisoned food is all that's left, when the quarantine and bird flu hit, our only protection and only chance to be fearless is having control of our own supply of food and enough of it. But if you knew what we haven't yet discovered, you wouldn't waste time listening to the rest of this announcement before charging out and getting a serious food supply. Decide, it's food now or probably never. But can you afford to be wrong? Decide now. Place your bet. Can you afford to be wrong? Call 800-409-5633 on the web efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
At 800-259-9231. That's the Sickle CAI toll-free line is in here with you. And Mark, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those, including live streams, broadband version, and dial-up versions of the show, both free for you at freetalklive.com. Also, if you're thinking about starting a business, here's a word to the wise. Incorporate at LegalZoom.com. Incorporation can help protect you against frivolous lawsuits that can wipe you out. LegalZoom.com is fast and easy. They do all sorts of legal documents like patents, wills, and trademarks. Use the code FTL to save $10 off your order. That's LegalZoom.com. As we go to your phone call, Ziggy in the UK on the amp line. Hello, Ziggy.
Hi, guys.
What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, basically I wanted to comment about liberals and the media.
Okay.
And the way that liberals are very lackluster when it comes to creating their own media. And I think this is because they suffer complacency. They expect the state to do everything. You know, like regulate newspapers and regulate TV. And I had a liberal the other day say that if liberals came to power here, that they would make sure, I should explain, during general elections, we do have a fairness doctrine.
Mm.
You know, all parties get equal time,
including the
minority parties here, which is fair enough during general elections. However, the rest of the time, you know, basically only the two major parties get, you know, the majority of coverage. However, a liberal said to me, you know, they would install, you know, a law saying that broadcasters would have to give equal time to all three parties at throughout, you know, any period. And
Ziggy,
I was shocked.
Before you go on, are there private broadcasters there, or is it all BBC?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we've got Murdoch as his own satellite network.
Okay.
And I would point out Murdoch here supports Labour, which are the Social Democrats.
Mm.
Well, he has been seen palling around with Hillary Clinton here, I think. Interestingly enough.
Anyways, basically, I think the fact is liberals don't have the DIY ethic, which libertarians have.
DIY, do it yourself.
Yeah, do it yourself. The old punk, you know, when punk sprung up, there was all sorts of people were just publishing magazines on toilet paper, basically.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and basically, liberals don't do that, and that is why, you know, if you go on the net, you'll go to the Google directory. Left libertarianism is non-existent. Left liberalism there is non-existent. Whereas, you know, there's far more sites dedicated to libertarianism.
I'm actually a little surprised by that because, I mean, they certainly are busy in the world of print media. There are plenty of, liberal slanted weekly rags that you can get, for instance, in many areas of the country, at least around here. So there's a lot of liberalism in print media, and certainly there, the editorial boards of many newspapers are certainly composed of what many would argue are left-leaning people.
Seems that way to me.
So I think generally, though, I think you might be right. Perhaps they figured that, you know, it's whatever's out there is out there, and it's just too much work for themselves to go out and do it. Maybe you're making a general statement about most liberals. Is that the case?
Well, yeah. I mean, I'd also make, I can actually tell you, about the Greens. I mean, I was also surprised by, funny enough, the lack of radical environmentalism there is on the net. I was having a look around, and there isn't actually that much. But I have met, you know, I have a friend who is a member of the Green Party.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually proved that the Greens, who are socialists, are actually all about the politics of envy with this front of environmentalism. Because I said to them, okay, do you have an objection to a person driving around in a Bentley powered by renewable energy, which doesn't have any carbon, you know, whatever? And he said, oh, yeah, too big a car. So basically, a lot of socialist belief is about the politics of envy. It's about the fact that the guy down the street is better off than they are, and they don't think that's fair.
So use the guns of government to even the odds a little bit, or even things out.
Yeah, basically, that's the bottom line. However, there are one or two, and I will say this, there are one or two who have good intentions, who do care about the poor, who do care about the vulnerable. But half the time, you know, you say to them, well, fine, go and work for charities. Oh, I can't do that. The government should do that.
Mm.
Well, no, get your hands dirty. You know, these are people who, if they saw beggars on the street, would cross the other side of the road.
Yeah.
In real life. You know, whereas libertarians are not. And this is absolutely true. I know a prominent libertarian said to me here, he doesn't give money to charity, homeless charities, he gives them directly to the homeless people, because at least he knows they get the full amount of the money he gives.
And they go right out and buy some alcohol with it. Ziggy, thanks for the call tonight. We appreciate
that's
it.
That's my choice.
Thank you, sir.
Cheers.
800-259-9231. I don't recommend giving money to the homeless unless you happen to know the person. I would recommend if the homeless person is asking you for something and you feel like you must give them something, give them a sandwich or an apple or something like that.
I think that there's a lot of organizations out there. Goodwill, Salvation Army are both great organizations that I've been involved with, that I've donated to, that I think that, do good work.
I'd like to back up what Ziggy said. I was trying to, certainly make some counterpoints to him, suggesting that there are plenty of liberal newspapers out there. There are some liberal talk shows out there. There are a couple of them that are relatively popular and growing in popularity. Ed Schultz is the most popular of them. I think he's number five, like, in the rankings of all talk show hosts. He's up there in the top five.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Stephanie Miller is one of the up-and-comers. She's supposed to be funny, I guess, making politics into a joke. Of course, politics
is
a joke.
But it's usually a really bad joke.
Right. So they are out there. But I think generally his point is correct in that I've seen it happen here in Keene. The liberals here, some of them, and again, we're talking about the most politically active of the liberals, right? We're not talking about the rank and file.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we can really talk about the rank and file because the rank and file libertarians aren't out there creating their own media either, right? So we've got this TV station here in Keene, New Hampshire, where we live, called Cheshire TV. It's a local cable access channel, which means that it's available to anybody. Anybody that wants to come into Cheshire TV and create a program can do so.
Mm-hmm.
It only takes their time. It will take you your time, but as long as you're willing to invest your time, you can have your own TV show. In fact, you can even take a show from outside of the area that's not even your show, and you can put it on the air. Now, it won't have the priority that shows created in Keene have, but you could still, even if you didn't want to make your own shows, you could go and find some shows you like and put them on the air. But what do? The opposition here to the Liberty Movement? They complain.
Right. They just want you to stop airing libertarian stuff on television stations.
Right. The station
they don't
manager.
Actually come in there and fill it with progressive stuff. They
right.
just complain.
Because libertarians are Johnny on the spot at Cheshire TV creating content and putting it on the air. It gets the establishment very upset. Now, we're presuming the establishment are liberals because Keene is a primarily liberal town. It's the most left, you know, one of the most left-leaning places in New Hampshire. And so they get very, very upset, and they'll call the station manager and complain about the libertarian programming that's on the station. And the manager tells them the same thing as he tells anybody else. It's a public access channel. You're welcome to come down and make your own show.
Yeah, Lee's awesome.
Yeah, and they never do. I mean, they might have now. I don't know. Maybe there's a new liberal show there now. I don't know. I'm just speculating. But from what I can tell, they have not bothered to do so. And I think it's what Ziggy was saying. It's this complacency factor. You know, the government's already moving in their direction, so they probably don't really feel as though they have a real need to go and advocate for more of that.
Mm-hmm.
But when they see things they don't like, all they do is complain, and they try to get the station shut down, or they try to implement some new rules or something like that. It's always some sort of administrative punishment as opposed to getting into the marketplace.
It's because they don't mind using government, which is only force. It's only aggression.
Right.
They don't mind using aggression against other people. Because,
and it goes back to what we were saying.
They claim
before.
To be peaceful, and
it's,
they're not.
It goes back to what we were saying before. It's laziness. It's laziness. Instead of actually putting
laziness
some effort in.
And immorality.
Right. Instead of putting some effort in and creating your own program to compete with us, they don't even bother. They just complain and they hope to get it shut down. Luckily, we've succeeded and they continue to fail. And we'll continue to create more programs and put them on the air. Ha ha. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your family think your beliefs are crazy? Do you experience a nagging sense of worry that the world is becoming less free? Do you feel withdrawn or politically alienated from liberal and conservative friends? You are not alone. Statism hurts. IHS Summer Seminars can help. Visit LibertarianSeminars.com for more information on a happier future. This summer, the Institute for Humane Studies will be holding 14 seminars on liberty and libertarian thought at locations across the country. If you're a college student or recent graduate and interested in thoughtful discussion and challenging lectures, we want you to attend. Find out more at LibertarianSeminars.com. The deadline to apply is March 31st.
Available seminars include Liberty and Society and the Tradition of Liberty, Advanced Studies. Register online now at LibertarianSeminars.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're going to start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm going to say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down. They keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871. 888-212-8871.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Mobile moments are made available after your call. You can make it right now at 800-259-9231. Stay cool. CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Enjoy the show. Want to help support Free Talk Live? Shop with us at the Free Talk Live store. And that's at store.freetalklive.com. Great Free Talk Live branded merchandise. Also, we got an auction going on right now. If you go to auction.freetalklive.com, you can place a bid on the second banner on our website. You'll have it for an entire month and can promote virtually anything. So go and get the auction details at auction.freetalklive.com. We go to your phone calls. Dave in California, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave. Dave, California, going once.
Dave. First of all, I want to give you guys a big salute and a big thank you. If you recall yesterday, we kind of had a heated discussion on the UFO cover-up, if you recall.
Yes, sir. Yes, Dave.
Well, I got over 800 emails from, I kept seeing FTL, FTL, on my computer this morning, FTL. I'm going, what's FTL, FTL? Every one was a UFO discussion. It stood for Free Talk Live. So you gentlemen definitely have my $3 a month, and more than that, you gave me the time to tell you some of the information of the cover-up that was going on.
Let me give you a compliment, Dave. Dave, you have to be one of the best smoke blowers that's ever called this show. 800 emails. Come on. Give me a break.
Now, wait a minute.
One?
For every person that's on talk radio, there's 100 that don't call.
That's true. You're right.
I'm
why are they emailing you? How would they have known to email you, Dave? Did they all just hear your voice and they knew that it was you? You did say you were the owner of the UFO museum, right?
The UFO Audio Video Clearinghouse. I was on your show once before. You go to Dave Aaron UFO, and people remembered that. Not only that, I did a national television show for over 4 years on Fox.
So you're telling me that you're telling, because you never plugged your website before. You're telling me that people just recognize your voice and send you emails out of the blue that said, "Hey, we heard you on Free Talk Live."
I'm telling you, gentlemen, what happened. Whether you want to accept that or not, and I'm thanking you, is up to you.
I appreciate that, Dave. It's shocking to me.
And you know, that's the concept of the show, Dave, is it's Free Talk Live. You can call in about anything you want.
I'd like to say I'm glad I don't get 800 emails in a night. That would be insane.
In a night?
I didn't count each one personally, but each email is about 25 pages. And it was page after page after page, so I stopped counting after 12 pages. If you divide 12 into 25 emails per page, what do you get? About 700 emails.
There
you go. 90% all have the initials FTL. So obviously, no matter what you say, you guys are doing something right.
All right.
Free Talk Live.
Very good, Dave. So what are you calling about tonight beyond blow smoke up our butt? Dave.
You know, you guys are about the rudest son of a bitches I've ever talked to. Maybe the CIA men in black should do some experiments on you.
I just am not used to this, Dave.
He's not used to the compliments.
Yeah.
Why don't you go to my email site? I'll give you my password.
That's okay.
And then you can apologize to me on Monday. How does that sound?
I'll apologize to you right now, Dave. What did you call about tonight?
I called to thank you for the time you gave me yesterday.
Okay.
That's all I called for.
Nothing else?
I would like to talk about the Roswell incident, right here. I don't know what I believe as far as aliens and that kind of thing. I'm relatively certain we're not being visited by intelligent interstellar life. But the government covered up what happened at Roswell. It absolutely did. And that's the biggest problem. What the hell are they covering it up, and why did they do it?
First of all, I was the editor of the Roswell movie, not the television series, but the Showtime movie Roswell that was produced by Paul Davis. I was the executive editor on that movie. So when you tell me that I'm blowing smoke, gentlemen, I know what I'm talking about.
Actually,
if we
can get
that respect between each other, it would be nice.
No, I didn't say that, Dave. That's my partner, Ian.
Whatever happened at Roswell, I'm afraid we'll never know. But I can tell you that an incident occurred. Do you know who General Easley was?
No.
He was the commander of the 7th Army Air Force at that time. On his deathbed, they went to him and asked what happened at Roswell. And even on his deathbed, he said, you know, I'm still under national security. So whatever happened at Roswell, whatever it was, we'll probably never know. However, the 175 witnesses that all came up with different stories, could all 175 of them, to borrow a phrase from you gentlemen, be blowing smoke up people's nose?
They came up with different stories?
Well, some of them claimed they saw alien bodies. Other ones took part in autopsies. Other ones saw Mac Brazel, the rancher that started it all, saw this debris on his property on July 2nd. Remember, Roswell didn't have freeways like it has today. He went to town when Jesse Marcel came there, and Jesse Marcel was the information officer at the Roswell Army Air Force Base. He said, wait, this is something strange. So when they went and reported to their commander, General Easley, he said, tell Walter Hoth to release a press release that we have captured a flying saucer. And if you remember that headline from 1947, you may be a little too young.
Yeah, a little
young. But it says, Army Air Force captures flying saucer. Well, immediately a radio station in Las Cruces, New Mexico, and in Roswell, New Mexico, put that story out. Within 30 seconds, they were told to cancel that story and come up with something else.
30 seconds?
Those of us that blow smoke up our nose think it was a weather balloon.
Dave, who told them to cancel the story?
What's that, sir?
Who told them to cancel the story 30 seconds later?
Well, that's generally known. It came over a teletype to cancel the story at the radio station. And anybody that's listening out there, which I know there's at least 800, or 800 will be on the Internet by tomorrow.
Oh, there'll be thousands.
Call Free Talk Live. And let's get you guys some information and education about what happened in 1947.
Gee, that's so relevant to what's going on today, Dave. Why is it even relevant, though?
Because, let's give me a second here. Do you remember the movie, of course it was fiction, remember Independence Day?
Yes.
Okay, so when you wake up one morning and all of a sudden the whole world has changed because of a cover-up that the government kept going for 50 years, you're going to go, holy moly, where's that freeze-dried food I heard advertised on Free Talk Live?
Now, what am I going to do, besides getting freeze-dried food, what would I be able to do about it if the government did tell me that there are aliens coming to colonize Earth?
Well, that's not gonna ever happen. But you can probably bend over and kiss your ass goodbye.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
I'd rather not know. Here's what I want to know, Dave. And we're short on time because we do have to get to another call here. But what I want to know before you go tonight is why do the aliens have to be all I don't know, what's with the all skirting around and just kind of flying under the radar and trying not to be noticed? Why don't they just come down and, you know, get off the spacecraft and
say, take me to your leader.
Just say whatever they're going to say. Why do they have to be so, why do they have to try to hide? What's with that?
Excellent, excellent question. Let me ask you the last time you went up to a giraffe and tried to teach it English.
I went where? What?
You went to speak to a giraffe in English.
Oh, a giraffe. Wait, now you're telling me the alien...
In other words, we could be so far removed from whatever intellect controls these craft, it would like you be trying to communicate with an ant. You'd be curious about how ants build houses and how the red ants and black ants fight.
That's a good answer.
But you surely wouldn't try to communicate with an ant and try to tell them the theory of relativity, would you?
Dave, good answer. I'm sorry I was so rude to you. Thank you for the call.
Darn well, better.
Hey, we love the show. Bye now.
Thanks, you. Dave. I still don't believe the 800 email claim.
I find it amazing, but you know, it very well could have happened.
You know, if he hadn't opened with that claim, I would have been much nicer to him. But
you're just cranky.
Come on,
that's
all. He got maybe one email. I don't know. Let's go to David in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hey, Dave.
Yeah, I was calling in about wages and jobs.
Yes.
If you want to put it an arrow right in the eye of the monster that's consuming our jobs and wages, you got to free America to green Nazi control. And that means, like, the Endangered Species Act is being used as a club against the workers. If it doesn't grow out of the ground, you got to dig it out of the ground. And it's just gone absurd, and it's putting us out of our own treasure.
Yep.
We have the technology and the smarts to have common sense forestry, mining, fishing, and everything. And right now, we have this monster that's just clubbing us to death, and it's making us depend upon frivolous stuff. It's Uncle Sam beating us up.
That's the biggest monster out there in the world is the U.S. federal government. There's no doubt about that. David, thank you for the call. It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark,
you can take control tomorrow night. We'll see you then online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Hi, this is Ted Turbolizard, and I am inviting you to the Great Freedom Rally on the West Lawn of the Capitol in Washington, D.C. on April 15th. This is being billed as a gathering of the Freedom Tribes from across the United States, and there will be many wonderful speakers and entertainers there from across the country. For more information, visit GCNLive.com, TaxDay08.com, Hauling.RonPaulRoadshow.org, or GrannyWarriors.com, the sponsors of this event, and make a donation. See you there in D.C.
Hi, I'm...